And then I get this box in the mail, and I'm like, what is this? So I go home, and I open it, and Elisa's standing next to me, and she goes, Daddy, what is it? And I pull it out, and I was like, oh, it's an action figure. And she goes, let's open it. I was like, no. So it's up on the shelf where she can't reach it.
Nice.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm tired.
You're tired? Why are you tired?
I don't know. I can't sleep on Sunday nights for some reason.
Really? In anticipation of the work week?
No, I have no problem going to work. Like, you know how people have...
a problem, but...
No, but you know how like people have... Monday blues, whatever they call that,
yeah.
Where like on Sunday they start to get really anxious about going back to work.
Yeah.
I don't have that at all. I like my job, but for some reason I can't fall asleep on a Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Are you excited about work the next day?
I do get excited because I like what I do.
Oh, that's special.
I'm one of those few people that actually likes their job.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. Except I can't sleep on Sundays. And I don't know what it is. Like, every other night is fine. Sunday night, as hard as I try, I'll go to bed early, I'll shut the TV off, do whatever, but I just can't fall asleep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's like one night a week I have insomnia. It's really weird.
That's odd.
So the last time I looked at the clock was 4:30, and then I was up at 6. So I'm running on about an hour and 15 minutes of sleep per...
Wow.
Hour and a half, whatever. So.
Hmm.
You know, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have a good week? Anything good?
Yeah, I had a fine week. Yeah. It's hotter than hell.
It's hotter than hell here, too. It was like 99 here today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but whatever.
Yeah. Global warming.
Yeah. It's what it is. Which means there'll be more hurricanes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently some areas of Florida had hail today.
Really?
Yes.
I saw in the news tonight that Florida is the most stressful state to live in.
I would agree with that.
And it has to do with working conditions and healthcare.
I would totally agree with that.
I thought of you. I was like, oh, John lives there. Because it was like, if you're planning on moving to Florida, think again.
Yeah, right.
And like New Jersey was number 2 or something. And I was like, oh. Got out of both of those.
Interesting. South
Carolina is like number 16. So I'm up
the list.
That's good.
You can relax a little bit.
Yeah. Not really. Because I can't stand the drivers here.
Well, I don't. Think I can stand drivers anywhere. A friend of mine got T-boned leaving work Friday night by some idiot in a shitbox older woman who was following her daughter, so when her daughter ran the red light, she had to run the red light, apparently.
Jesus.
I was like, would she have insurance? He's like, yeah. I said, okay, then you need to go to the doctor's.
Yes. Well, that's good. Usually they don't usually have insurance.
No, they usually don't.
Especially in Florida.
And, you know, you're lucky they speak English when they get out of the car, so there you go.
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. So, update on the short film.
Yes.
I have completed the script. It.
Yes.
And I have started to amass my list of props and things that I will need to accomplish this.
So you need a bunch of wigs and some high heels in large sizes.
We're not doing that. Get it out of people's minds.
Why?
Because. We'll shoot that for you. We got to shoot the other thing for me.
All right. Careful what you promise.
I would do that for you.
Would you?
I would shoot a Bosom Buddies thing for you.
Would you? All sure. right. I'll start casting.
You get that shit together, I'll shoot it.
Okay.
So I guess the next thing is once I figure out whether or not I can get props and stuff, or the props that I need, then uh-huh. it's on to casting.
Oh, exciting.
So, yeah. Yeah. And I have a couple more things that I told you last week that I've written that I want to shoot too, so.
Yeah.
I plan on doing like a weekend where I shoot everything. Do like 3 different videos over the course of like 2 days or whatever. Because wow. some of them are like okay. really short. Some of them are like yep. 2 minutes long.
Oh.
So. I bought a portable green screen.
I thought you already had a portable green screen.
No, I had green fabric. And oh. it never keyed right. This is like a professional portable green screen.
Professional grade.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So things
well, that's
are
very cool. Have you searched for your elusive former star of this particular project to make
I
an
have,
appearance?
I have not yet. I did initially when I came up with the idea, and he doesn't have a web page or a Facebook presence or anything like that, so
I really?
Need to find his agent, I think.
Hmm. Okay.
Talk him into it.
Talk him into it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, I would think that Peter Scolari would have an agent trying to get him some work, but okay, whatever.
People are going to be so surprised when I announce what this is, and they're going to be like, what the hell?
What were they talking about? I mean, Donna Dixon's available for work. Like I said, I mean, if you put some Vaseline on the lens, you might be able to get away with it.
She aged gracefully. We looked at her last week.
Well, that's what is it? Botulism is for?
I guess. You're the one that's always hanging out with the stars, so, you know.
I am hanging out with the stars. And so far, I haven't seen any that have used that.
Yeah, well. We'll see. I have hope. I have a version if this dude won't do it, so it's all right.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
It involved me?
Yes, you and a wig.
Me and a wig?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And a bra.
And a bra.
Yep.
Big one. Just saying.
Okay. So, I figure I'll do, like, check-ins every week or every other week of where I am to keep me on track.
Yeah? Okay.
Because if I'm held accountable, then chances are I'll actually get this accomplished.
See?
Time to start living, John. Just not...
That's right. There's not much time left, is there?
You would know.
Time is short.
Yes, you're the older one.
That's right, I am.
Yep.
Older and wiser. Move along. Move along.
Hey, speaking of that, I have a movie for you to watch.
I
have a recommendation for you. I'm not usually a fan what's his name? Ben Stiller.
Okay.
But
Walter Mitty?
You have to see The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Really?
I really enjoyed it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
More than I thought I would. I usually don't like his shtick.
Yeah?
You know, but he directed and starred in this, and
yeah.
it was one of those let's make an adult film.
Okay.
Type things. And they do a couple of little segments where it's kind of Ben Stiller-ish, but for the most part, 90% of the movie is like an adult grown-up dramedy. Because it's definitely not a full comedy. There's definitely like a message about living your life and not fantasizing about life. And, you know, I happened to watch it on the night of my birthday, so it was, I guess, especially poignant to me.
Yeah.
But I really, really enjoyed it. And I was like, there's way more special effects than you could ever imagine in like this film.
Yeah.
And it's very well done. It's shot. It's beautiful the way it's shot, the way it's framed. Like, you're a photographer, you'll appreciate the framing of this movie just from that standpoint. And it's got a good story. It ends on the right note.
Yeah. He dies?
No.
Oh.
Spoilers. But it's very, very cool. I think you'd like it.
Hmm.
So you have to go out and see The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
I will add it to my Netflix queue after the 60 discs of Clone Wars come through. Then possibly I will see it.
I have been steadily making my way through that.
Have you?
I'm on season 3.
Oh.
So I'm halfway through season 3, which puts me exactly halfway through the entire catalog of Clone Wars stuff.
Well, then you have the season 7. Wait, is it season 7
it's
that's
season
only
six.
On Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, it is season 6. Okay.
Yes. That's what I'm working towards, because everybody says that it's really good. Like, they say the last two seasons hit like a high note.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I have two more episodes before I finish season 3 of Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Yeah, building up to Red Wedding, I believe.
Nice.
So, yeah. Then I can start paying attention to all those notices about, you know, what's going on this year.
Are you spoiled with what's going on at the Red Wedding? Or is that just a term that you've heard?
It's just a term that I've heard, but when I heard it, I didn't know who any of the characters were, so I have no idea what to expect other than a bloody wedding.
Okay. Okay. It's pretty gruesome. It's one of those things that you watch and your mouth is just left agape with, like, holy shit, they actually did that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's you're in for some really good television. You're three episodes away from the end?
Two episodes away.
Oh, so the next one is the Red Wedding.
And then there's a final episode?
Yeah.
After that? Okay.
They're unique in that they do the big episode as the one before the season finale.
Oh, okay.
And then the season finale is always fallout from whatever happens in episode 9.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're in for a treat. You should watch that tonight.
Oh, should I? Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You're kind of fragile. I don't know if I'd watch it before I go to bed.
Before I go to bed, I'll have nightmares.
Yeah. Oh, John's fragile.
Yeah.
Oh. You don't have streaming, right? You only have the disc service?
I just have discs. Why?
Because I was going to see if you were watching Orange is the New Black.
No, and I never were. I have no interest in that.
I didn't either until I started watching it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, it's a good story. That I was watching, they just released season 2, and I was watching the first episode, and Lori Petty's in it. Do you remember Lori Petty?
From Tank Girl?
Yes.
Okay.
She is looking rough. Have you seen a recent picture of her?
Well, no, but she's in prison.
No, this is more than just that. This is...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here, let me see if I can find a picture of her. Because I saw her, and then I was like, is that the chick from Tank Girl? And then, here, let's see. It's got to be a recent one, though. Okay, here. Let's do this.
Let's do what?
Let's do that.
Ooh. You know, she doesn't look bad. I mean, she really doesn't look bad. She looks her age. What is she, like 70 now?
I don't think she's that old. I guess it's just one of those things, like, you don't see somebody for a long time, and then all of a sudden they pop up in something.
Yeah, and you're like, holy crap.
What the fuck happened to you? I mean, I know you aged and all, but Jesus.
She looks like Eminem. My name is what? My name is what? My name is or Petty. That's too bad. But good for her working.
Yeah, and you know, they're pushing the boundaries again this season with what they're showing and what they're not.
Yep.
They had a I think it was the second episode. There's a scene between a father and his son who's played by the dude from American Pie.
Yeah. The dude from American Pie.
Yeah, what the fuck is his name? I didn't really sleep last night. I'm having trouble. The dude that fucks the pie.
Jason Biggs.
So they're sitting in a sauna, and you come to realize that they're sitting in a sauna in a gay bathhouse.
Oh.
And the reason you see that is because there's guys making out and like guys are walking in front of the camera naked, and you're like, okay. Like, they were pushing it last season. There was a episode where a girl gets caught with a picture out of a nudie mag.
Yeah.
And he holds it up to the camera, and it's a beaver shot. And, you know, it's nothing you'd see on HBO or nothing you'd see anywhere else, but on a medium where they could do whatever the fuck they want.
Why was there a picture of Jerry Mathers in that magazine? I'm confused.
Because lesbians like Jerry Mathers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is kind of a good actor, you know. Well, that's okay.
The New Adventures of Beaver?
Yes.
It's always wet. Wait, what?
That's awful.
Yeah, well. So. Yeah, but you don't have streaming. See, you're missing out on some stuff.
I don't have time for what I have, so why would I add something else to pay for that I'm not even going to bother, you know, having the time to watch?
But don't you think that most of the stuff that you're watching now is probably on streaming?
So I should just, like, stop watching TV and watch streaming all the time?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the discs that you get from Netflix.
Yeah.
Clone Wars is all on streaming, and you don't have to wait for the discs. So
do you
think that a lot of the stuff that you would be watching from Netflix is probably in streaming?
Yeah, but I really don't care.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to sit down and watch, you know, 20 episodes a night.
But that's why it's there, to binge watch.
But I don't have time and patience to binge watch.
Do they send you, like the Clone Wars DVDs, do they send them to you in order?
Yes.
Or so you don't get like season 5 and then you don't like all of a sudden season 1?
No, you get them in order.
Okay.
Because you prioritize your list.
Oh. That seems so old-fashioned. Live in the now, John. Oh, I think we lost John.
What's the now? The what? The now? The when? I was living in the now, and that was then.
No, you're just reading and not paying attention.
What? No, I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not.
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, the world's oldest man just died, John.
Well, then he's no longer the world's oldest man, is he?
Nope. He was 111 years old. Lived in New York.
Is he Chinese? Lived in where?
New York.
Really?
Yep.
That's bizarre.
He's not Chinese. He was an old white dude.
Oh, wow.
Alexander Imich.
Uh-huh.
He was certified oldest man in the world this April by the... I'm going to butcher this. I'm sorry. Gerontology Research
Gerontology.
Group? Gerontology.
Uh-huh.
Group of Torrance, California.
Okay.
He was been independent until very recently, where he had an incredible curiosity about life. He was born in Poland in 1903.
Uh-huh.
He and his wife, Wella, fled Poland when the Nazis took over. Jesus. Survived a labor camp in Russia and in 1951 moved to the United States.
Wow. Was he on Schindler's List?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Could have been.
It could have been, but I don't think he was.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
He was a scientist.
A scientist?
Yes.
Is that why he kept himself alive?
Oh, check this out. Despite a doctorate in zoology, his passion was investigating paranormal activity.
Well, that's fun.
He detailed his encounters with the supernatural in Incredible Tales of the Paranormal, a journal that was published when he was 92. See, wow. Kids, it's never too late.
Yeah, I think at 92 it is too late.
No, it's not, because he had a book published.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with it at 92? You're going to go on a book tour where somebody pushes you around? And then...
Well, here's a strange thing at the end of this.
It really?
Says, well, okay, hang on. It says a 116-year-old Japanese woman is the world's oldest living person. Well, wait a minute. If this dude was 111, and he was apparently the old... Oh, he was the world's oldest man.
There you go.
That's what it is. So there, this woman is the oldest living person.
Person.
Yeah.
As well as the oldest living woman.
Yes. The title of world's oldest man now goes to Sakari Momoi of Japan, who was born
That sounds like a Jap.
Was born just a day after this dude in 1903.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
So there you go.
Well, that's good. Well, I do not want to be the world's oldest podcast host, so...
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I will leave that to George Takei.
Save a podcast?
I don't know.
Oh.
He won funny bitch. You know what's not funny?
What?
So since I've been working a lot, I have to go through like the TV listings like on my one day off and see what I want to watch for the week.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a show coming on that was called Sing Your Face Off. And it was like a celebrity. I thought it was like a celebrity American Idol.
Yeah.
But boy, was I mistaken.
Okay.
Okay, and here's the sad part, okay? It's hosted by John Barrowman.
No.
Yes. And the premise of the show is there are five celebrities... And I can't even say that with a straight face because I only recognize three of them as being washed-up has-beens, and the other two, I don't even know who the fuck they are. But it stars John Lovitz, Sebastian Bach, this girl, China Ann McClain.
She's from Disney.
Landry Fields, who I guess is an NBA player.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa Rinna, who's Harry Hamlin's wife and has those really big lips and lots of plastic surgery.
Right.
And in that commercial, she volunteers to wear the diapers.
Yes, okay.
And apparently what I saw was week four, because what they have is they have three judges. Two of them are Debbie Gibson and Daryl Hammond.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the third spot revolves every week. And week four's special guest judge... was Richard Simmons.
Nice.
And, oh my God, it was worse than like a Hollywood Squares episode or something. The stars have to spin a wheel, like the big wheel on Price is Right.
Yeah.
And they're given a singer's name. And on week four, John Lovitz was Meatloaf. Landry Fields from the NBA was Nicki Minaj. The girl, China Ann McClain, was Alicia Keys. Lisa Rinna was Justin Bieber. And Sebastian Bach was Freddie Mercury. So they're in like full makeup and costume performing as these other people. And oh my God, it was horrible. Horrible.
So they don't get voted off every week?
They do. They can get up to 20 points. from each of the three each of the three judges.
Okay.
And then after they've all gotten their points, and like if you only got like, you know, 15, a 17, and a 20, uh-huh. and there's like 8 points left over, then you can give those 8 points to somebody else.
Okay.
To help their scores. It was really weird.
Oh, why did John Barrowman agree to this?
Oh my God, it is horrible. So if you have nothing to watch on TV, turn the damn thing off, because this sucks. It is awful. It really is awful.
It's based on a show from Spain, apparently.
Yes, called Your Face Sounds Familiar.
Yeah.
Yes. Very bizarre. Apparently there's only 6 episodes, so there's only 2 episodes left. In week 5, John Lovitz will sing as Roy Orbison. Landry Fields will sing as MC Hammer. Chyna McClain will sing as James Brown. And Lisa Rinna will be Cyndi Lauper. Sebastian Bach got voted off.
Oh.
Sorry if that's a spoiler, but he's gone. But I had taped it just for the hell of it to see what it was, and I turned it off. It's like, oh my God, this is horrible. This is worse than when VH1 did a celebrity sing-off kind of program, and it had, you know, such big stars. Wait a minute, what?
Huh?
Huh? What?
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 I don't know. Why'd you stop?
I thought you said, wait a minute.
No.
Oh, okay. So anyway, VH1 had one of those celebrity sing-off kind of programs, and it was celebrities who really could not sing.
Right.
Like the lovely and talented Morgan Fairchild. So not only are there no original ideas in TV, but we're going back to the worst ideas.
Well, apparently this Your Face Sounds Familiar thing has 31 different adaptations across the globe.
Well, that's like American Idol. Big
with
deal.
Sing Your Face Off. Well, Sing Your Face Off is just one of them.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's everywhere. It's... Oh, wait a minute.
What?
No, I thought maybe...
See, now you said, wait a minute.
Now I said it. Because this is based on something, or there was something called Stars in Their Eyes that was a British TV show.
Okay.
And I was thinking maybe Barrowman was the host of that, but he wasn't.
Yes.
He wasn't.
Now, it is available in the Arab world. It's Shaklak Meshkarib.
Yes. Yes.
Or you could see it in Belarus, which is Yak Jidivze Kropli. In Indonesia, I hope I don't screw this up. It's called... Sing Like a Star.
Yes.
Mexico, Soy Tu Doble.
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere.
Wow.
Why would Barrowman do that?
Apparently, even Russia had an unofficial episode, unofficial version of the show.
Yes.
That's bizarre. That's sad.
I mean,
does Barrowman need that much work? Well, maybe it's because like his face is plastic now, and they thought it'd be kind of familiar.
Yeah, but even that, like he's got a gig on Arrow. Why would he need
to do this shit?
Himself to this?
Yeah, that's very sad.
Although, wait a minute, he did do on BBC One. Or on Channel 4 over there, a show called Superstar Dogs. So maybe this isn't new for him.
Anything for money.
It's a game show hosted by John Barrowman. That doesn't say what it was, though. It had... Okay, it was some kind of dog.
You think it was about dogs who were like superstars?
He said, I have a passion for animals, dogs in particular, so I'm hugely excited to be part of a sporting event for dogs and their owners that encourage teamwork, competitive spirit, and a large dose of fun and laughter.
Hmm. Okay.
That's pretty fucked up.
Poor thing.
I mean, you would think that he would have the pull to do his own thing, but I guess not.
Maybe not.
I mean, I know, like, when you become a presenter on the BBC, they have you... You're almost, like, locked into a contract to do all this weird crap.
Yeah.
But over here, he should be doing what he wants to do. Instead of fucking to sing your face off or whatever.
Yes. Well, apparently this year's winner in the grand final of, what's it called? Superstar Dogs Countdown to Crufts.
Yeah.
Was a Russell Terrier named Smurf. He beat out Zebedee, Sydney, and Poppy.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, congratulations, Smurf. You may be no California Chrome, but there you go.
Right.
You're running for 15 episodes. That's half a season.
He was in Zero Dark 30? I don't remember him in that.
He played Jeremy.
Oh, he's also doing something called John Barrowman's Pet Hospital.
Yes.
Oh, what is he doing?
He's a whore. Others do it. He's a whore.
I guess so. Normally, people like that just go to Broadway and just...
Well, he's done that too.
He has.
He's done a lot in the West End before and after Torchwood and, you know, Doctor Who and stuff. So
yeah.
He's very diverse. He's like, you know, England's Hugh Jackman.
He sings, he dances, he hosts.
He sings, he dances, he hosts crappy TV shows.
All he needs is a role in an X-Men film, and you're all set.
There you go. Maybe he'll star in the, you know, he'll star in the next Don't Mess with the Zohan 2.
Nah, don't say that. Okay, speaking of
Zohan?
Broadway, no.
Yes.
Did you watch the Tonys last night?
Yes, I did.
Can you explain to me what the hopping Hugh Jackman thing was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand why. It was a very bizarre choice. But it was from an old MGM musical.
That was playing on the monitor, right? He walked past the monitor at one point and there was a guy hopping.
Yes.
Okay, but what did that have to do with the Tonys?
Anything? Well, because the number was called Take Me to Broadway.
Okay.
And it was from a movie called Small Town Girl, in which the actor, who is Bobby Van, which nobody will ever remember.
Uh-huh.
He did like musicals, and then he did like really bad game shows in the 70s. In the movie, he had just been told like yes by this girl he asks out, and he just starts hopping everywhere. And it was one of those stupid MGM musical fantasy kind of things. And, you know, it was just a goofy, funny kind of dance number. And it was known because it was filmed in like three or four very short takes of a single camera shot. You know, the cameraman following him the whole time and not cutting away. But why they used it for this, I have no idea. It was a stupid number, other than when he met Rocky in the basement, where it almost made sense.
Right, and, you know...
It was a stupid song. It just, you know...
I liked the fact that they had that weird, awkward thing in the elevator with Neil Patrick Harris.
With Neil Patrick Harris, yes.
But, I mean, it's hard to top what he did last year as the opening. With the big number where he danced and he winds up on top of the huge Tony statue. Like, that was a performance.
Mm-hmm.
This just seemed like a lot of hopping to get to different people. Like, hey, there's Alan Cumming and there's Sting and here's Neil Patrick Harris and here's
Clint
Eastwood.
Almost, kind of like when like Conan has done.
Oh, like the Emmys?
Yeah, like the Emmys, and he walks through like all these different TV sets from different shows and stuff.
Yeah, but at least that made sense. I mean, at least you knew what he was doing. He wasn't singing the whole time or popping. And
yeah.
Not having any clue who, like, why are you hopping past Rocky? Like, I get that there's a Broadway show now, but what the fuck? Like,
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's just you can't top Neil Patrick Harris. Maybe that's just the whole thing. And he just didn't want to try. He was like, well, we'll just do her this and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it was a really weird choice. Very weird choice. Overall, I think the whole episode, the whole production was kind of bizarre.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I don't get the little pit thing.
That had
people sitting in there watching the show.
Well, that's how they do like the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah, but this isn't
like
MTV.
That. The little mosh pit.
I guess.
Those are the really expensive seats.
But I mean, they had that last year too.
Yes.
And it didn't really. I mean, they worked it into the opening number, but it's. And I guess Neil Patrick Harris used it during the song that he did.
Yeah, it was just weird.
You didn't like that number?
Sugar Daddy? he is one hideous woman. I'm just going to say that. Good God almighty.
Yeah,
that was very bizarre.
Not everybody can make a nice looking woman, John.
I know. Nobody looks as good as you in a dress and pumps.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Let's see what else is.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Have you watched Turn?
No,
it's interesting.
It's the one about the first spy ring?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not great. I mean, it's very interesting that there's all this espionage and stuff, and it's very cool that it's a period piece, but it doesn't quite, it's not quite as good as, you know, as Walking Dead. It's not a good replacement for Walking Dead.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's... Walking Dead is one of those lightning in a bottle things. Came out at the right time, was enough to sustain the franchise to keep moving forward.
Yes.
AMC is very hit and miss.
Well, it is. The last episode I watched, I'm one episode behind on this thing, so I have one more to go. But there is a secret meeting being held, and this guy who's the spy who's trying to like get in with the redcoats ends up getting invited to it, and it's kind of like a boys' night out with all the British officers and stuff, and they're trying to get close to one of the generals, and the guy who brings him to this party explains to him that you are allowed one bottle of champagne before meal, three bottles of wine with your meal, and a bottle of port after your meal, and your glass must never be empty. Okay. And as it goes on, they're like getting drunker and drunker, and they're singing, and there's a shot of a guy throwing up in an ice bucket.
Okay.
And the other guy advises him, it's like, I suggest you use your chunder bucket often and early so that you can survive the night. And then they bring the hookers in, and the hookers are like dancing a minuet with the guys, and then, you know, doing what hookers do.
Nice.
Really weird. Really weird. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's like,
I don't know. Yeah. I looked at it. I don't know if I watched the first episode, but maybe I saw previews for it, and it just never struck me as something that I wanted to watch.
I mean, I think I'm at that point where there's not much more on. I mean, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race is gone, and, you know, Bianca won, so there's not much else to watch there. And
Jesus.
So, you know, now I'm looking for stuff to do.
I'm starting to notice a pattern with you.
What's that? Men in dresses?
Yes.
It's just my fantasy.
You want to do a Bosom Buddies remake. You watch RuPaul.
And I want to be Buffy. I don't want to be Hildegard. Because Buffy was the smart one.
Oh, okay.
Hildegard was the foil.
Who did...
Tom Hanks was Buffy.
Okay. I don't remember that show, other than the beginning.
Okay. Other than the beginning.
Yes, the opening credits.
Comedy ensued.
I know. I remember watching it as a kid, but I couldn't tell you anything that happened in the show.
Nothing funnier than an ugly guy in a dress.
Obviously not, because when they tried to bring it back, it didn't work.
No, well, the way they brought it back kind of sucked ass. But, you know, whatever. They tried.
But, I mean, are there any women's boarding houses anymore? Or women-only apartments, whatever the fuck that was?
No, I don't think so.
So how, like, it wouldn't work now?
It wouldn't make sense. No. It would have to take place at, like, a college or something where there's, like, a women's floor and a men's floor or something.
Yeah. And then they just...
That's it! That's the hook! We've got it! By Jove!
I'll call my friends at Universal and we'll see what we can do.
There you go. We've got your next hit.
Yes, there we go.
It's called Bosoms. That's it! We call it Bosoms! No?
No.
No.
I just don't think it'll work.
No?
No.
You're a naysayer. Horrible naysayer.
I mean, come on. How many... Weren't there other TV shows besides Bosom Buddies and the horrible remake that had guys pretending to be girls? I mean, it's not a new concept.
It's not?
No. I mean, well, it's not funny like Jamie Farr in a dress funny. Although that got old real quick, too.
Yeah.
Good old Klinger.
Klinger was funny because Klinger wasn't a drag queen. He was trying to get out of the you know what I mean?
Well,
he was trying to get out of the army.
Yeah, but like Bosom Buddies, it wasn't about drag queens. It was about two guys that were trying to find a cheap place to live.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
You know, Oh, these are alphabetical, so it doesn't matter. Oh, but apparently many episodes of Dexter's Laboratory feature Dexter in drag.
Nice.
Good to know.
Nice.
But, you know, I don't believe there has ever been another TV show other than whatever this piece of crap was that they did a few years ago. As
where the main plot is that
specifically about, yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, Zach and Cody cross dress in a number of episodes.
It was called Work It.
That's it.
It ran from January 3rd to January 10th.
I was gonna say it was fire. It was gone as soon as it started.
Oh.
And it had a black guy and a Spanish guy. Oh, but there's like 13 episodes. Somebody should be airing this shit.
11 unaired.
Oh, there's a gold mine waiting here. And it was two out-of-work blue-collar guys who ended up getting work as women. And they both had girlfriends because, I mean, they weren't gay.
Right.
So...
The titles were Shake Your Money Maker, Close Shave, Space Invaders, Breast Awareness Week, Immaculate Deception, Girl Fight, Surprise Package, Hunger Games, Cinderella Story, Masquerade Balls, My So-Called Midlife Crisis, Field of Schemes. Gee, why didn't it work? Oh, they showed the rest of the episodes in New Zealand.
Oh, well, of course.
That's a little weird. So they took all the unaired ones and just shipped it overseas. Well, there you go.
Makes sense to me.
But you know what's funny? Like, the pilot episode had over 6 million viewers. On basic cable, that's huge.
Right.
Those are gigantic numbers. And on network television, it's like, nope, you don't even get a third episode.
Nope.
That's fucked up. Yeah, poor guys. I wonder what they're doing now. Let's see. Has he done anything recently? The main guy has done an episode of The Newsroom, and he's a series regular on Back in the Game. Not that I've ever heard of
that. Is that a VH1 or a BET show?
ABC.
Oh, it's an ABC game. Back in the Game was James Caan.
Yeah, it stars James Caan and Maggie Lawson.
Yeah, that's been off the air for a while.
Yeah, another one that flopped.
That didn't last. Yes.
Jeez, these people just cannot catch a break, huh?
Oh, well.
Let's see, what about the Spanish guy? Oh, he's been in a whole bunch of shit. He was in Transformers, Max Payne, The Rum Diary, Good Day to Die Hard, CSI Miami, Rizzoli and Isles, Justified. So he's done some stuff.
Well, good. At least he hasn't died.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to feel bad for these actors.
For taking bad jobs?
Well, do you think at that point... I mean, obviously, it's worked in the past, right? So, So they sell this to you as, we're updating Bosom Buddies. Bosom Buddies was huge. Made Tom Hanks' career. So everybody signs on going, we're going to be the next Tom Hanks. And then it just totally destroys your career. That's not the actor's fault. But they're the public face of the show.
Well, yeah. Don't you think they deserve to fail?
Nobody deserves to fail.
Really? Why not?
Because... everybody's just trying their best. Oh, the chick that played Charlotte in Lost, the redhead, was on that show as well.
Oh, was she?
Yes.
Well, now she's on... she was on Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
But she got killed.
Wicked Witch of the West. Spoilers.
It's her.
She also did an episode of Warehouse 13.
She did?
Mm-hmm. She did two episodes of Fringe. Law and Order. She was in something called Love Monkey.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure some people can pick themselves up and dust themselves off, but most people can't. They don't have the pull.
They don't?
Nope.
Like who? Like, do you think the kids from Zach and Cody will ever work again? Or are they the new Olsen twins?
The question is, do they have to work again? Because I remember Zach and Cody being pretty popular on Disney, and Disney's known
to pay out. But it was on Disney.
Yeah, but still.
Disney is basic cable money. No. Yeah,
but Disney seems to be like, for every show that you have, who's ever on the show is also a songwriter, and they go out and they perform and they put them on Disney Radio or whatever the fuck that thing's called.
But I think that's all part of the contract. I think
is it?
Like, you know, like trained cats or something. That they're not getting anything out of this.
Let's see, Zach and Cody.
You know, I mean, I don't think that Zac Efron made a fortune out of High School Musical, but I think he was able to parlay that into a much bigger career.
Right. What do these two have done since then? They do a bunch of direct-to-video stuff. And then they did... Looks like they made their way around all the Disney shows.
Yes. I think after the nude photos came out, it kind of...
There were no nude photos of them, were there?
Of Zach and Cody? Yeah, one of them posted a selfie somewhere. And the other one said, well, at least everybody knows what I look like naked now.
In 2013, they were officially appointed as the International Ambassadors of Koyamada Foundation and traveled to Japan to empower youth of Japan to better themselves and rebuild Japan as a society, as well as deepen the friendly relations between Japan and America.
So they had to leave the country, is what you're saying.
It also looks like they've done a lot of voiceover work. Maybe that's the path.
You know, voiceover work seems to be pretty lucrative.
If you can do different voices, it absolutely is.
Even if you can't do different voices.
Well, that's true.
If you've just, you know, like, look at, was it Don Fontaine? Who did all the...
Oh, Don LaFontaine?
LaFontaine. Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine a world.
In a world. There's a great video on YouTube of he was hosting an award show somewhere. It was like some real off-key department, like in filmmaking, that wanted him as the host or something. And it's him picking up all the other really well-known voiceover people.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
yes.
They get a limo together. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a pretty good video. But, I mean, even not those guys. I mean, because there are no more real, like, movie trailer voiceover people. Like, Disney still uses their guy, but you don't ever really hear In a World anymore.
No. Well, I mean, that was somebody's, you know, gag or whatever you want to call it.
Right. But, like, all of that kind of stopped in favor of dialogue from the movies.
Maybe.
Well, when was the last time in the last 5 years you've heard a voiceover in a trailer that didn't have anything to do with the movie?
I can't say that I have.
Okay. But, I mean, if you look at people like Rob Paulsen, you know when he's... Even if he's trying to do another voice, you know it's him.
Yeah.
Like, Pinky very much sounds like Yakko Warner. Like, there's definitely, like... When the kid puts in a Disney movie and he's done voices in it, you're like, oh, there's Rob Paulsen. So it is very, I guess it's, if you can get into the right people, you can make a career, very nice career doing that.
Yeah.
And then you got the people that can imitate anybody and then they get called in to do voiceover work for when stars can't.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I mean, look at all the guys that do the Clone Wars voices or the video games where it's supposed to be like Michael J. Fox. And, you know, they get that one guy that can do Michael J. Fox to do it all.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, you have to have large respect for people who do voiceover, I think. Because they're having to act with just their voices.
They do. And, you know. I know people who do that, so I do have respect for them. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know the whole gambit.
I do know the whole gambit. I am very popular. I am very...
If the people who listen to this only knew, John, the circles that you run in.
I would love to share However,
you can't.
Yes.
But oh, if only you could. People would be blown away. The fact that you slum every week to be on this show.
I know. You people are pretty damn lucky I show up. That's all I'm saying. You know?
That's why we do whatever we have to fit around your schedule, because
that's right.
You're the celebrity in this.
Yes. Very much so. Yes.
One day people will know of your greatness.
Oh, possibly. We'll see.
May not be next week, may not be the week after, but someday.
But soon, and for the rest of our lives, Elsa. It's going to be the start of a beautiful friendship.
There you go.
Bam.
Now that you're running with royalty.
Yeah, right. I think I'm running next to... I'm running adjacent to royalty.
You're running to catch up to make them stop going in places they don't belong.
Yes. Oh my God, he's wandering. He's wandering again. Oh my God, stop him. Don't let him touch anything. Don't. Nope. I'm telling him to pull down his damn pants. They don't belong under his armpits. Oh, if you guys only knew what we were talking about. Oh, well.
What a shame.
But we can't tell you.
No. Someday.
Yeah. Oh, well.
When John finally leaves that job.
Oh, then all hell will break loose.
All the stories he's going to have to tell. We're going to have to start another podcast.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
But until then.
Until then, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter.
Wait, it's over?
Yeah, it's been an hour.
We're done?
Yeah. Do you have something else to talk about?
No, that went quick.
Oh, okay.
That was good. You were good.
Huh?
You were good. I'd listen to you again.
Oh, thank you very much. You can follow us on Twitter at Dance Monkey Pod. Listen to us on Stitcher. Rate us on iTunes. Do all that good funky crap. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
And sing your face off.